Global citizenship is a topic that we have discussed in our English class recently. It has definitely become one of the major issues of our society, especially in the last few months and years, as we're currently experiencing the refugee crisis in Europe. And, well, although we might not notice it, we are all confronted with this topic in our everyday life, whenever we meet or deal with people from any religious, ethnical, or cultural background. Global citizenship can basically be split up into several connected subtopics, which are social justice and equity, identity and diversity, globalization and interdependence, sustainable development, and peace and conflicts. I want to start out discussing the first of these five, namely social justice and equity. Well, unfortunately, in the 21st century, there are still minorities all over the world that have to experience discrimination against them by especially us, the white people. And it is a fact that, for example, women, who are definitely not a minority, actually, but should actually be treated like equal partners, just like any other group of people, they still got paid less than men for doing the same work. And also people from different, as already mentioned above, from different religious, ethnical, or cultural backgrounds, they're definitely not treated fairly or equally to us, especially in at court or when it comes to wages and workforces. It's for them, it is a lot harder to get a job and to make sure to earn a living. And actually, we aren't that different. We are all living on the same planet, and there's actually so much we can learn from each other, from the different cultures and from different people. And we could actually make such a great use of this information and knowledge rather than just discriminating another race or saying that what they're doing or what they're dealing with is bad. What is just right, what we're doing, and we are the only true human beings. And you know, rather than discriminating against these certain races of human beings, we should rather be open-minded and should confront these people not with stereotypes, but with an open dialogue. And, well, without knowing it, we are actually very dependent on each other, on every one of us, because there are so many things that without the knowledge of these foreign cultures and people wouldn't be possible. And despite this necessity of interacting with other people, the earth resources, wealths, etc., aren't really distributed very evenly among the world's inhabitants, which is really not fair. And coming to the point of sustainable development, there's a quote by Gandhi saying, he says, "Well, it's a human. There's enough in the world for everyone's need, but not for everyone's greed." And I totally agree with him that, well, this just underlines the statement that the resources aren't distributed evenly among the human beings on Earth. But it's I think that it's also in human nature that we always want to have more. We're never satisfied with what we have. We always strive for more, and are never happy and content with what we have. Furthermore, peace and conflict is a subtopic of globalization, a very important one, as we're all basically fighting against other races or other certain groups of people. And of course, this shouldn't be happening, and nevertheless, I'm from my point of view, conflict doesn't necessarily mean war. Conflicts can also lead to solutions, to change, to improvement, because a conflict to me can also be a verbal conflict, discussing and arguing about certain topics, and that actually is a very positive thing. Nevertheless, we should all keep in mind these topics and also reflect upon them in our daily life, and make use of them, and therefore make Earth and in general, but also Earth as itself for minorities and other ethnical groups, a better place.